Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us on this special edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Today's trash will be taken up with a talk show from a radio station that I was invited to talk about, FanX, which is a comic book convention in Salt Lake City. And as part of that, we talked about the world of professional wrestling. As part of today's podcast, we'll be joined by Manny Lemons of Devotion Championship Wrestling. And not only that, we're going to have some fun with some more Mountain Metal Minutes from Tombstone Jesus. That's all coming up in this special edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Welcome back to KVN News for the People. Hour two of today's show, Monday, September 16th. I am so excited to announce this hour right now. We originally wanted to do this on Friday. Didn't work out schedule-wise, so we are extending our pop culture hour, if you will, into Monday this week for one specific reason, and that one reason is sitting across from me right now here in the studio, Dave Denton of Cool 103.9. Dave, appreciate taking some time. You're usually done for the day. You've been here since 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you sticking around this afternoon.
I am the reason. Thanks
that's
for
that's what I tell everybody.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I always enjoy coming in and speaking with you. So
oh, I'm excited about this. You and I had talked. We'd both made it down to Comic-Con, FanX, sorry, we don't call it Comic-Con anymore.
Comic-Con.
In Salt Lake.
San Diego, folks.
Thank you, San Diego. Yeah,
it'll always be Comic-Con to me.
It will, me too.
It was a good time, and we got to chat down there a little bit, even at one of the panels, and I'd mentioned a little bit from my experience. I talked about the folklore panel with a bunch of USU professors that was just amazing, how social media is changing myths and urban legends and how they're recorded and passed on and how quickly they evolve, and just to give listeners a taste of some of the things that are going on down there. But you and I talked about sitting down and talking about Comic-Con itself, about why these things are so popular and why they keep growing in popularity, but also one specific subset of Comic-Con every year is wrestling. It makes a huge appearance at not just the Salt Lake Comic-Con, but San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
The Chicago Fest that they do. This is a huge underground industry that is not so underground.
No, it's not. You know, I was just telling Bill here a few minutes ago that this week, this particular week, is a huge week in the world of professional wrestling. Tonight on the USA Network, you have Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow night, you have SmackDown. Now, this is on the heels of a pay-per-view last night. But what's changing is Wednesday night, something called NXT is coming to the USA Network. Now, NXT, if you're not familiar with it, is another brand of the WWE, kind of like a AAA baseball team. These are guys that are almost ready for the prime time, and now they're getting that prime time exposure. People like Adam Cole, baby. You've got Damian Priest. You've got the Forgotten Sons. Prime, man, these guys, they put everything they have into it. They're hungry. They put in great matches. Johnny Gargano, there's a man named Tomasa Ciampa that is getting ready to come back from a very serious neck injury. That starts on Wednesday night, but the reason why NXT is leaving the WWE streaming service is because of something that's happening October the 4th. On TNT, All Elite Wrestling, a new wrestling company that's only had a couple of pay-per-views, getting their first TV contract. It's going to be on TNT Wednesday nights at the same time as NXT. In other words, Dave's DVR is working out, baby.
This is so most people out there listening can remember growing up in the world of it was the era of Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and WWE. Was it Monday Nights?
The Monday Night Wars.
Monday Night Wars.
What most people will really remember because everybody, I mean, you're talking probably 25 to 30% of the country was watching Monday Nights between WWE and the WCW. Huge audiences every Monday night during the Monday Night Wars.
It's amazing to me because this has been it's been around as long as, I mean, this is, if you think about it, this is the longest running TV show in history.
Yeah.
This is
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. It is the one of the dollar amount wise, even though it's had dips ups and downs over the years, this is as big as and bigger actually than some. No offense, soccer fans, but this is more money.
Take offense, soccer fans. No, I love soccer.
I do too, but I'd wager that this is a bigger industry than the professional soccer leagues, than maybe even a lot of the hockey leagues, and yet it's considered this underground. It's considered this afterthought of the sporting world and the entertainment world, but it's huge.
Well, there is a reason for that. It's because so many years professional wrestling tried to, what they call kayfabe, that was trying to make people believe that it was a true competition.
Sure.
And it's been, since professional wrestling back in the way back when, has always been a performance. And at first it was pretty dark stuff. I mean, they were ripping people off. They were doing anything they could to make a buck. There were some real shysters in this business. But as the days moved on, and now you've got people who are smart marks, is what some people call them, and they just enjoy the performance of professional wrestling. And that's me. I enjoy the performance. I enjoy the athleticism. I enjoy the storylines.
Sure.
It's just something I've been watching since I was a kid. And, you know, I forgot to mention one other thing. Some people have heard of Access TV. Sure. If you're a jazz fan, you know Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, owns that. And they've had New Japan Wrestling on Access TV and also Women of Wrestling on Access TV. Well, last week it was announced that Anthem Sports has bought out Mark Cuban along with Steve Harvey, Family Feud guy.
Really?
Right? And they are going to control Anthem Sports runs Impact Wrestling. It has not been official yet, but you're going to see Impact Wrestling go on to Access TV soon.
That is, so it all speaks to this being a huge audience out there. I mean, this is millions of dollars in subscriptions alone.
Yeah.
Every event.
They were in North Carolina last night, the WWE, for their Clash of Champions. And they go all out. I mean, the money that they spend putting on an event has got to mean they're getting a good rate of return, because they have special effects. They'll have all kinds of different printing available that just goes thrown in the garbage, you know, later. I have a friend, the guy that does Turnbuckle Trash with me, Zane.
We should plug your podcast.
Yeah, we turnbuckletrash.net.
It's a great podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Even if you're
so
not interested in wrestling, this is a fun group of people.
Now, Zane received from San Antonio. He has a friend that works at the big arena in San Antonio where the Spurs play. SmackDown was there, and his friend grabs him a huge banner that's like the size of a truck. And he sends it to him, and it's sitting in his garage right now, hanging up on the wall. Plus, he got a folding chair that was specially printed for an event they had there last year. And it was printed with WWE. And that's not inexpensive. And they had thousands of those chairs printed up.
That is, the memorabilia alone is, I think, what sticks with me the most over the years. I was amazed, though, to see, and for listeners, we'll talk more about Comic-Con in a bit here on this side of the first break, but I was amazed to see at Comic-Con, so they had, there was a booth and collectibles, you know, everywhere, but there was a whole section that was just wrestling. So you had your Star Wars, your Star Trek, and then wrestling. And what I thought was really cool, I just glanced over, and you have, you know, over here, there's an older guy picking through some of the figures and the posters and all of that, and then standing next to him is what I don't know, probably a 16-year-old kid, and then next to him is a mom with two of her kids, and I thought that was really cool that just this across all age groups you had these these people looking at some of the collectibles from this one I don't know how best to describe it, but industry is the word I keep using. But that's really rare. There are a few things that, you know, maybe Star Wars, maybe Star Trek, but there are a few franchises that have spanned generations like that. Wrestling absolutely has.
Just this past summer, there was an event at the West Valley City, the Maverick Center there. And I was there, and we had really good seats, and I was sitting there talking to a gentleman sitting right next to me. And he had a young boy about 5 years old, and he was having a time. So there was a break. I just reached over and said, "Your kid is having a great, great time." And he says, "You know what? I'm paying it back because here's my son, and this is my dad right next to me. His dad used to take him to wrestling events all the time."
Sure.
And he's trying to show that love that his dad showed him by taking him to these events with his boy and moving it on, and his boy was having a great time.
That is, it's cool to see.
Yeah, and it's not for everybody. I don't, because some of the storylines get fairly adult, and sometimes it gets very violent.
Yeah.
I personally do not like the intergender matches that a lot of the promotions are having. I don't care for those, because I don't care for violence against women.
Sure.
And that, and I've said that on my podcast, turnbuckletrash.net, and also available on a link on cool1039.com.
That's right.
And on CastBox, too. But that's just something I don't particularly care for in the industry.
Mm.
But there are so many different forms of entertainment that are out there inside the wrestling industry. There are comedy acts, Santino Marella. There is a guy right now that calls himself Gentleman Jervis, and he comes in at a weight of 3,000 butterflies. They have another comedy act called, let's see, what's his name? I call him Orange Julius. Orange Cassidy.
Uh-huh.
And he's the sloth of wrestling. He puts his hands in his pockets and just kind
stands
of
there.
Stand around. You know. So there's comedy. There's real drama. There's great storylines all the time. And once again, I say it's not for everybody. But I'll tell you this also, when I talk to people about wrestling, almost everybody will say this. They'll say, "I used to watch wrestling long time ago. I don't watch." And then one lady started telling me everything that was going on, and I know that she's checking out all the different websites.
It's and keeping YouTube. Up with it.
And yeah, and there's all kinds of different things that are going on in professional wrestling right now. One of the things is that the ratings actually for Raw and SmackDown are down quite a bit. But I know for a fact that's because it's 3 hours long on Monday Night Raw, and sometimes people don't have 3 hours, so they go to YouTube and catch a 30-minute version.
The highlights.
And they know what's going on.
I'm glad you bring that up, because this is wrestling is huge online because it's global. And so you have a lot of, in Japan, for example.
New Japan has several different promotions.
Yeah, and they and for a lot of people, those are only accessible through, you know, streaming video or YouTube clips. It's huge, though, and it made a huge presence, as we discussed already at Comic-Con this year in Salt Lake. But there's also, on the other side, Dave, I want to talk to you about this, because there's a lot coming, too. There's a plan here, it seems like, for this industry.
Uh-huh.
753-5868 if you'd like to join us. We're talking FanX or Comic-Con and wrestling with our good friend Dave Denton of Cool 103.9. You can also hear him on the Turnbuckle Trash Wrestling Podcast, turnbuckletrash.net. Link to that on the Cool 103.9 website as well. And even if you're not a huge wrestling fan or wrestling fan at all, you'll like the podcast because it's a fun group of people and they talk about all kinds of things. He's our guest here in studio this hour, and we'd love to hear from you. If you are a closet wrestling fan, especially, I know there are a lot of them out there, 753-5868. For the People continues right after this.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Check out Tombstone Jesus' music on his YouTube channel for more of the Mountain Metal.
It's time to take out the trash.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Now you have three stipulations to choose from. It can be a street fight, it can be a lumberjack match, or it will be balls count anywhere. Excuse me!
This is disrespectful.
This is disrespectful. I love that right at the end. Tell everybody where that clip came from.
That was a lady named Vicky Guerrero. Her husband was a huge star in the wrestling business. He died very young. And then she became a star on her own as a general manager of Raw and SmackDown. She was at the FanX event, and I didn't know she was going to be there. I just ran into her. And what a polite, wonderful...
Really?
Woman she was, and she has agreed to be on the Turnbuckle Trash podcast soon.
Coming episode.
I'm not exactly sure when that's going to happen because, as you know, I've got a couple of medical situations I'm trying to take care of real quick. But I didn't know she was going to be there. Jerry the King Lawler was there. He was actually promoting a comic book that is called Headlocked. This is all about professional wrestling, but it's a fictional story written by a guy named Michael Kingston, and then Jerry does the cover art. He is a very accomplished artist, and I didn't know that before that day. That's how he got started. Oh yeah, you heard the story of how he got started.
Yeah.
By some of his drawings he sent to the Memphis Wrestling. But Jerry might be on with us, but I do think we're going to get Michael Kingston on talking about Headlocked. But Vicky Guerrero, I cannot say enough how nice a lady she was. Completely opposite of this character she played on the WWE. She had just finished up her degree. I don't know exactly what it was. She was very proud of that. And she's also doing some acting. And I saw recently her nephew, Chavo Guerrero, on one of those murder reenactment shows on Lifetime and stuff. He was part of that. But I want to say that FanX, I want to just get this out. What an incredible event for pop culture, movie stars, TV stars, artists, authors, people that just love pop culture.
Yeah, everything.
I think people get that misnomer about FanX, Comic-Cons. It's just not just comic books.
And it's not just the cosplay that you usually see in the news clips, too.
No. It is so much more. I went down on Friday morning, and I went to one panel. I met Vicky, I met Jerry, and then I stayed on the floor buying way too much stuff. And I bought Jerry Lawler's books. I bought some Vicky Guerrero merchandise that I just had framed. It's sitting in the back of my car right now.
Ready to go on the wall?
Oh, yeah. Her husband, Eddie Guerrero, was one of those stories about a man who had the look, had the panache, but he came out at the wrong time, supposedly. He was smaller. He wasn't very big. But he had this personality that came on as Latino Heat. And he did this character so well. And, of course, in that time frame, when you're talking in that time frame, you had a lot of people that were doing drugs and alcohol. Eddie got involved with that, and it messed up his body. He got very dry. He dried up. He got sober. But his body was so messed up from the drugs and alcohol, he basically had a heart attack.
Wow.
When I think he was 39 years old. And the WWE, and I complain about Vince McMahon all the time, but the WWE saw that his family needed help, and they saw Vicky had a little bit of talent, and they gave her a job at that time.
That is cool. I didn't know the background on that.
Yeah, and Vicky Guerrero, the excuse me, was a huge thing. And matter of fact, everything she signed that I had a picture made with her and all that stuff, she always signed it, excuse me.
That is very
and she
cool.
Hopefully, we'll be on our podcast soon. So.
Excuse me.
TurnbuckleTrash.net,
the podcast. A link to that on the Cool 103.9 website as well. And Dave Denton of Cool 103.9 is our guest here. Dave, on the other side of the news, you have a special guest lined up for us.
Yes. His name is Manny Lemons. Manny is a professional wrestling. He's been on Impact. He's been on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Championship Wrestling from Arizona, which is on the Fight TV network. And we'll talk to him about what's going on with Devotion Championship Wrestling.
Very cool. This is big in Utah. We'll talk about that local influence as well on the other side. First, though, look at the news with KVNU's Bill Walter.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were wrestling?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
Welcome back to KVNU's For the People. I'm Jason Williams, joined in studio by Dave Denton of Cool 103.9. We've been talking about FanX or Comic-Con. Salt Lake Comic-Con happened just a couple weeks ago. Talk about the pop culture surrounding all of this, the panels, the different discussions that happened there. And underneath all of this, something that, you know, we joke, Dave, that this is like the most not underground, underground thing in the world of wrestling.
Right.
Because it's the opposite of underground. And yet, you know, I joked before we went to the news, I asked people to call in if they were a closet wrestling fan. And honestly, a lot of the wrestling fans I know, that's how I would describe them. They're kind of quiet about it. Mm-hmm. They don't. But every time I find out, I'm like, why would you be ashamed of that? This is entertainment.
Embrace it.
It's entertainment on par with.
I absolutely love it.
Absolutely. And what, you know, what makes me laugh is a person will sit down and watch, you know, an episode of a network TV show, a Seinfeld or a Friends or something like that. They never have a problem confessing that to family and friends.
Right.
Anyway, so you've lined up a guest for us here this hour.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, puppy dogs of all ages, I'd like to introduce the man, the brand. He's the king of the lemonade stand. He is Manny Lemons. Hi, Manny.
Hey, Dave, Jason, how we doing, man?
Dave knew how to do that setup, Manny. That was good.
Hey, he reeled it in perfectly. we might have found ourselves a new voice.
I was going to say, I've never thought of this before, but suddenly I'm picturing Dave in the ring with the microphone. Would you do it?
We've actually talked about that. Yeah. We've actually talked about that, Manny and I. I had to put him off a couple of months because I'm having surgery this Wednesday on my wrist and hand, and I also have some upcoming neck surgery. But, Manny, man, if I'm good in the spring, I'm coming down, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, my brother.
Yeah, and I'm coming down October the 5th, too. But you have an event this Saturday. Let's talk about what's going on Saturday with Devotion Championship Wrestling.
Yep, absolutely. So this Saturday at the Grand Hall, right at the gateway, we got Remember the Fallen. Devotion Championship Wrestling presents Remember the Fallen. The main event that's scheduled is a 5-on-5 tag team elimination match. Oof. And we got a couple stipulations within that match. So it's my arch nemesis, Big Vig, has a team, and it's Team Vig versus Team Lemons. On Vig's team, they have Andrew Sowell, Chad Thomas, and Otto Von Klutch, and they still have one more that they're still trying to find. Taking on myself, Tom Chad, and Tombstone Jesus, when we still are trying to find two members to our team, but hopefully by Saturday we'll have two members to kind of fill in those slots. But
you mean the Tombstoner's going to be on your side, man?
What was that?
Tombstone's going to be on your side?
Yep. Got Tombstone. Got the Tombstoners.
I love that. I love that dude, man. He is so much fun. Such a nice guy, too. So you're going to have the stipulation that if your team wins, you get a shot against Big Vig, the DCW champion?
Correct. Yep. And then, finally, if my team wins as well, we will see Andrew and Tom Chad one more time. But, of course, if we don't win, then I'll never get a shot at the heavyweight championship again, and Tom Chad will never see Andrew Sowell again. So there's a lot to win. There's a lot to lose.
This is serious competition.
Right. They're serious, man.
Livelihoods are on the line. So how can a person get out and watch?
So like I said, we're just right outside the gate. We're just right at the gateway. So, come on Saturday, come on down. Obviously if you're not, within driving distance, we usually air our shows on YouTube. Trent Huntsaker is the one who kind of gets it uploaded after we air it. And then Tom Sherlock will air it on Twitch. So, we got options to see the show, but it's a different vibe from being there, live. There's not a way to describe being there live from them watching it on, television, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So you definitely want to get down to the gateway if you can.
Can you guys talk a little bit about how this functions in Utah? This is a pretty big thing here locally, right?
Correct, yep.
Now, Manny, with the Devotion Championship Wrestling, you're actually fairly new to the world of professional wrestling as a promotion. You've had another promotion that does a fine job in UCW, but you guys seem to be bringing in some bigger names. You've had Cheeseburger from ROH. You've got Katrina coming up in October, along with, is it Brutal Bob? Is that right, Brutal Bob Evans?
Yep, Brutal Bob Evans, yep.
Yeah. And, I got to meet Cheeseburger a couple of years ago. I mean, he's big in Japan. He's big on the ROH TV, too. Are there any other plans, any other people that might be showing up for Devotion Championship Wrestling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always live by the mindset. It's not about who you know, but rather who knows you.
Uh-huh.
In order for people to know that we exist, we have to bring the stars and the stars, the trainers, the man. We have to bring everybody here to witness what this is. You know what I mean? So we're going to continue to bring in the top talent into DCW. Right as of right now, like you said, we got Katrina coming in. We just set up the season planning for her versus Reka Tehaka coming October 5th at Halloween Bash. I know we have in the we've had Kikator out here before. I don't know if you know who Kikator is, but he was at during our March show.
That's right.
We're looking to bring him back in. I was just when I was working in Phoenix, I was actually trying to. I actually was finally met Jacob Fatu, which is Sefa Fatu's brother.
Oh.
So we're looking to bring maybe the Fatu brothers out, you know.
Yeah, and when you talk to Fatu brothers, the ones that are more familiar with professional wrestling, you're talking the Usos and the WWE, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, they're the brothers. So you guys do a great job, and it is a family event. I will tell you this, Manny. I remember the last time I was down there 2 months ago. There was a young man who walked in off the street, not knowing what you guys were doing, and he was so excited. He was taking pictures right and left, and he kept on coming over to me and asking me questions. You guys put on a great, fantastic show. Once again, tell everyone where you're located at and maybe some ticket prices.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located Wrestling at the Gateway, so we're just right out of the Gateway. I'm literally right where the VIP parking is for Fleming Steakhouse is where our front door is at. We'll be this Saturday, remember the fall, we'll be to the doors right of that. Which, you know, I don't think we'll have the size and everything, so you can't get lost, I promise.
Yeah.
But ticket pricing, we got VIP available for $18. General admission is $15. If you have kids that are 8 and under, it'll be $5 for a general admission for them. The Gateway's address is 400 West, 12 South. It's literally right across the street from the Vivint Smart Home Arena where the Utah Jazz plays. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a great event. And you have some veterans that are performing there. I know Tom Chad has been in the service for several years, and he actually is in the reserves now, isn't he?
Correct, yep.
Yeah.
And we got Vig's a veteran as well. So
oh, really? He is so much fun to watch. I know he's your arch enemy, but Big Vig, man. I love me some Big Vig, man. He is awesome to watch.
That is very cool.
You know, yeah, he's my arch enemy. My arch nemesis, but you can't deny talent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's definitely talented, so.
Now, Rika, that you were talking about, she taking on Katrina. Katrina was in Impact Wrestling. Rika is an up-and-comer. I mean, I've seen her perform a couple of times, and she is really improving.
Oh, yeah, and she's only getting better and better, man. It's amazing to see someone from the ground up just kind of grasp onto it and get it, and it's just grabbing the ball and running with it, so.
That is it's so cool. So a lot of people don't know that this happens here in Utah on a local level, and as Dave mentioned, bringing in, you know, big names to draw those crowds. How did you get involved
with the promotion or just wrestling in general?
Wrestling in general. What did you just find yourself in it one day?
Yeah, you know, I've been a fan of it my entire life. So growing up. You know, watching Sting come out and beat the whole entire NWO out, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. After high school, you know, I was all statewide receiver, and I never went anywhere else after that. So I got really depressed, and I needed something to fill that void. So I ended up just like, what's something I've always wanted to do? So I looked up pro wrestling and found the local school here in Utah, and just got trained, and just ever since then, just been a sponge of knowledge, absorbing anything and meeting everyone I can. You know, the rest kind of takes off from there.
Yeah, I know, Manny, that you have tried out with Impact. You've also done some work with ROH in the past and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Championship Wrestling in Arizona. You were just in Arizona this past week, weren't you?
Correct, yeah. We just did AZ100. That was a special event, too, because the NWA was involved with it.
Wow.
And, you know, the NWA Heavyweight Championship was on the line against Peter Avalon, who's the librarian in AEW, so... That was I believe it was his last independent show too. So it was kind of something special.
Yeah, the professional Peter Avalon. Did he go up against Nick Aldis? Is that right?
Nick Aldis. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, that is incredible. Now I also know you have a working relationship with Rocky Mountain Pro, out of Colorado. How's that going?
Oh yeah, correct. You know, we just had Mercury Yaden and Alex Austin Reddick come out and do a seminar for our students. And, man, I'm telling you, those guys have so much knowledge. It's awesome to just have a working relationship with people who just get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you had a match against, I'm trying to remember the guy's name now. Man, he was just huge, and you wound up beating him.
Marlon Bishop, right?
Oh, yeah. Marlon, yeah. He is a beast.
Oh, that's one guy who's definitely got all the tools that, you know, that someone's looking for, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. He's definitely got something special.
Very cool. I'm just, as you guys are talking here, I'm flipping through some of these YouTube clips. There are thousands of yep. clips from this to inspire people to get down there this Saturday and see it. But these events happen on a somewhat regular basis, right? If someone can't make it Saturday?
Yeah, so like I said, if you can't make it this Saturday, our big show coming up is October 5th, a Halloween bash. We have Impact Wrestling superstar Katrina, as well as Ring of Honor superstar Brewer Bob Evans coming in. And that's, you know, that one's kind of would be a special event just because, you know, we've had it on billboards for months. We've had it on posters for months. We were promoting it for quite a while. So that one will be something to, that one will be the history that, you know, see and, what's going on here, you know.
And Manny, I'm going to come down for that one. I will be, awesome, and my wife is going to be coming with me that night too.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. That's freaking awesome. I'm excited to be there. So.
That is cool. Very cool. Manny Lemons, do you have an outro like your intro, Dave?
He put me on the spot here, Manny. Well, you see, you're Manny Lemons, and Todd Chad comes out with the pineapples. So, do you call yourself Fruit Salad when you team?
Now with the Citrus Express.
The
Citrus Express. I like that.
Oh, Manny, you're a great guy, and you put on a great show, and I do appreciate everything you're doing for professional wrestling right here in the state of Utah.
We appreciate you, man. I appreciate your nice words. And, you know, like I said, if anything, anyone else, have them reach out to me. I'm always willing to talk and help out wherever I can. So.
Very cool. Manny, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the show. And Dave, thank you for arranging this. For listeners, if you're curious about all of this, like to know how to attend Saturday or any upcoming event, or just want to know more about the pro wrestling world here in Utah as it exists, I've linked to a bunch of relevant websites on our Facebook page. Guest here has been Manny Lemons and Dave Denton of Cool 103.9, of course, here in studio with us as well.
I'm not the king of a lemonade stand, but I am the king of the buffet line. I'll tell you that. So.
I'll join you.
What a perfect segue into the break. I love that. Save that clip, will you, Bill? We'll use that on future shows.
Thank you.
Manny, thank you. Dave, thank you. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back with more of For the People right after this.
This is a Turnbuckle Trash.
Mountain Metal.
Tombstone Jesus. Tombstone Jesus Minute.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Welcome back to KVNU's For the People. I'm Jason Williams, joined in studio by Dave Denton of Cool 103.9, extending our pop culture talk from Friday into Monday, because why not? This is a fun conversation. We've talked about Comic-Con and FanX, rather, in Salt Lake City, and wrestling, and this world that is underground, but not. It's huge here in Utah. And Dave, you know intimately how big it is here in Utah from the local, what I guess you'd call like the amateur leagues.
These guys are just basically getting started, trying to get noticed in DCW and UCW Zero, trying to get noticed. They, you know, several of them that I know have wrestled all over the Northwest, in Reno, all over Nevada. One of the guys I know has wrestled in Portland and Seattle, even up into Canada. Some of the people have wrestled in Mexico, where AAA wrestling is huge in Mexico.
That is cool. That it amazes me.
I wanted, before we get through, I wanted to just kind of throw something out. It's completely opposite of wrestling. We've lost two rock and roll stars in the past couple of days. Eddie Money, who was, you know, the guy in the shirt and tie that did rock and roll. He passed away. He had
from a family of police officers.
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. And he had throat cancer. And then Rick Ocasek of the Cars passed away on Sunday. And people, you know, just love the Cars. But he passed away on Sunday. I think he was 74.
Yeah.
We're getting to that age, man.
Is Ben Orr, did he pass away from the cars?
Yeah, a long time ago. No, he passed away a long time ago. So, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
The cars, man. What a iconic. Everybody knows. Yeah. Actually, you could say the same thing for Eddie Money.
Yeah.
You know,
two tickets to paradise, and we're not talking Trout and Berry days either.
That's right. Not that paradise. No, this was, when I was a kid, I had an aunt that was just absolutely obsessed with that cassette. That's how long ago this was. And I remember those songs, driving around in her new car when she'd take us places as a kid.
Bill and I played those on 45 RPM records.
Oh, yes, with the cue burn and everything.
Yeah, that was it. But that's a long time ago. Technology has changed.
That's right. But the cars and Eddie Money are still good. Yeah, thoughts out there to all fans of the cars. Sad news. Just great songs.
Great stuff.
All right, Dave, thank you for taking the time. Let you go home now. You've been here for, 12 hours now?
A long time. I'll be back in the morning.
He'll be
5 o'clock.
Bright and bushy tailed. You can hear Dave every morning on Cool.
I don't know how bushy my tail will be.
Cool 3.9.
I'll bush it up.
Dave Ramsey next here on KVNU Logan.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
You're usually done for the day. You've been here since 4 in the morning. So I appreciate you sticking around this afternoon.
I am the reason Dave's DVR is working out, baby.
No offense, soccer fans. But this is more money.
Take offense, soccer fans.
No offense, soccer fans. But this is more money.
Take offense, soccer fans.
Reeled it in perfectly. We might have found ourselves a new voice.
He put me on the spot here, Manny. I'm not the king of a lemonade stand, but I am the king of the buffet line. I'll tell you that. So. I don't know how bushy my tail will be, but
3.9.
I'll bush it up.